Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the WC Radio Network.
WCRA, changing the world you listen to.
Let's get this shit started, everybody.
Coming to you live from the Wicked Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Gentlemen, and welcome to another fantastic episode of The Cinephiles. I am, of course, your host, Dan. With me in the studio, I've got Austin.
No.
I've got the fabulous Miss D. May.
Hello.
I've got Guy in Glasses.
Yo, everybody, what up?
And coming to us live from his studio is Nemesis the Clown.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome back, Nemesis. It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back. That bug, I don't know what it was.
All right, we are on social media. We have the Facebook, we have the Instagram, all that good stuff. Go up to the search bar, type in Behind the Screen.
Instagram, okay.
Say that one more time.
I say we have the Insta book and the Face of Graham.
Yes. Yep. Well, we've got those two.
The Insta book and the Face of Graham.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All you got to do is go up to the search bar, type in Behind the Screen Radio Show, hit the first one that pops up, because that's us. Hit that like button, hit that share button, hit the follow button. And, you know, you'll be able to see all of the cool stuff we've got going on both pages.
Yeah.
So
we also got a number you can call in.
Yep, absolutely.
You can call in live, talk with us this evening, talk about your favorite horror-related TV show.
What's that number, Jeremy?
Well, that number just happens to be 718-664-9735.
Oh, what's that number again? I'm deaf.
718-664-9735. Please call in. We'd love to hear from you tonight, everybody.
Yeah. You've also got that whole merchandise thing going on.
We do. I'm so excited about it. And I've looked at the page a couple times this week.
Yeah.
Looked at the store. And we need to offer more.
I offer different shirts. I offer what the page gives me. Offer what the shop gives me.
Really?
Yeah.
They only offer. Because there's only like one male shirt on there.
They offer.
But there's a couple different kids, and there's a couple different females.
There's a male long sleeve and short sleeve. There's a female long sleeve and short sleeve.
I missed it.
And there's a couple unisex bigger t-shirts, and then there's a couple children's.
I really want that hoodie, though.
Well, the female shirt
nice hoodie,
for the guy in glasses.
Yeah, he gets the low cut, you know, where you show the cleavage.
Yes, yes. Yeah, baby, show off some of that chest hair. Oh my God, it drives people wild. Let me tell you.
Not wild as the way you want it to drive.
Hang on. Let me fan myself real quick. Let me fan myself.
Anyway, to pick up this merchandise, you go to shop.spreadshirt.com/thecinephiles for all your cinephiles needs. BTS Radio Show for all your behind the screens merchandise needs. And /Wicked Curiosity for all your Wicked Curiosity needs.
And if you don't want to wear the product, grab that mug.
Yeah.
Great coffee mug. Then again, you may wear it anyway. But he won't start out that way.
And how many of us are rocking that merch right now?
Every morning.
Nobody. So we all got to come up with funds to buy it, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we got to have the money to buy it, too. Which means you've got to go on and buy the merchandise so that we can have the money to go buy the merchandise as well.
We need the proceeds so we can go buy our own shit. That's all this is about, everybody. We just wanted your money so we can buy shit for ourselves.
Why don't you buy a shirt so we can buy a shirt?
That's good marketing strategy.
I mean, for every jacket you buy, we finally get to buy a jacket ourselves.
Right.
Well, no, for every jacket you buy, we get to buy a coffee mug.
Right.
But anyway, no, all proceeds from the merchandise store will go to the nonprofit Angel's Hand.
That's right. You know, and I don't think we've stated that much.
We have it.
Show.
We have it.
And
no.
I would really like it if we could.
We have to get permission to be able to
talk more,
advertise more. We did get permission to say that all these proceeds will go to the Angel's Hand organization. But that's about all we can tell.
Are we allowed to describe the organization? I mean, can we give a little quick tidbit on what they do?
It's a synopsis, Jeremy.
A synopsis?
Yeah.
Not synopsis?
No.
Shut. Calm down, my boy.
Anyway, yeah, Angel's Hand is a it's an organization. It's working on getting its nonprofit status right now. But what it is it's an organization that helps out veterans and their families. So.
And you know what? And you know, there's not many better causes than that, I don't think. I mean, that is something that I think probably touches almost every American. I mean, you either got a friend or a family member or somebody that's in the military. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's too common anymore. And, you know somebody affected by, you know, the wars and what it causes. So.
And believe it or not, most of those guys don't make a whole lot of money.
No.
No.
No, they don't.
No.
No. And then you end up with so many of them homeless and stuff like that and then can't get treatment from the VA and stuff. And they're not bad people. They're just down on their luck. And so.
Nemesis said something, Nemesis.
Nemesis
we,
heard the word military and he started mumbling really crazily.
I actually have a friend who is employed right now.
Well, awesome. Awesome.
So
it's
in June.
June. Well, see, that's why Nemesis is green, because he supports his troops. Yeah.
Well, of course.
Green. You
know. Yeah. Well, we definitely, hope for his safe return and, thinking about him and all of our deployed veterans every day.
Absolutely.
Since 1999, I haven't had a year that I don't have a family member that's deployed.
That's a lot of years.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. So,
hold on.
A lot of family.
Before we get on with tonight's show.
Hold on. Hold your horses.
Okay.
We don't have horses.
I was probably getting to where you're going. I was going to introduce it.
Oh,
I was.
What?
I'm getting there. I see it on your phone.
Oh,
I got
okay.
it. I'm getting there.
You better be.
I'm getting there.
But I like the results.
Okay. The crappy results. It's an inconclusive test. But anyway.
Fuck this.
Before we get into tonight's show.
Yes.
We had a very heated debate last week.
Yes, we did.
Kind of spilled over into BTS Sunday night. But
first it spilled over to after the show Wednesday.
Well, I mean
for
it's
about
fun,
an
yeah.
hour or whatever it was.
It continued Wednesday night after the show.
And then Sunday.
And then kind of spilled over Sunday. But if you did not catch last week's show, you missed out. Last week we talked about The Nightmare Before Christmas, whether it was a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie.
We actually discussed the fact that it is a Halloween movie.
You guys discussed the fact that it was a Halloween movie, but we proved that it was a Christmas movie.
Anyway.
No, you didn't.
Anyway, moving on. We're not going to get into this again.
We're not. No.
We're not.
No debating.
So we did have a poll up on our Facebook page.
Yep.
And
poll ended today.
Yep. I did see the results, and the results do say that those people that voted,
the people's vote.
Over half.
Yes. Yeah. Those people that voted, like it was
57%.
57%.
Well, Jeremy, of course,
say,
it would have to be over half for the
Or do you think that it is a Halloween movie?
Huh? Yes.
They believe it is a Halloween
movie. They believe that it is a Halloween movie. Okay. That's what our poll says.
The public's, is it the public's? Yeah, the public's opinion is that it's a Halloween movie.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. We know.
I will give credit to your group. 43%.
Right.
Now,
said it was Christmas.
Of
yes.
votes.
So.
Of how many
yes,
votes? Yes, 43%
of votes. We had like 45 votes on there.
46 as of right now. And actually, I take that back. The poll is actually still active for one more hour.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go on there and vote.
We've got 46 votes total. The poll is active for one more hour.
Hang on. What'd you say, Nemesis?
I said it's a Hollow-Rhythmus or a Chris-Maween movie.
That should stop the debate right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, in order to kind of put the kibosh on the whole thing, we did have the director say that it was a Halloween movie.
I'm putting people in what I think.
However, the writer of the movie, the creator of the story.
It's all right, I can't find the poll.
The one that had this in his head. The absolutely just amazing Tim Burton actually came out and said in his take on Christmas. So.
And the director said.
The director doesn't count.
It's Halloween.
The director doesn't count.
I just
the one that
I
created.
I just almost hit Halloween
but,
because it was still scrolling.
But we are not debating it
no,
this
we're
evening.
Not.
We're on a whole different subject.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Check
We're
it
on
now.
A whole different subject.
Check it now, Jeremy.
Even though
I evened it out, don't worry. It's not odd numbers now. It was bugging me, so not now.
Even though
odd.
The writer said it
it's
was
48%.
It's 45 to 55.
Christmas.
Good OCD numbers right there.
You're talking to yourself down there, Daniel.
Yeah.
That's okay. I've still got a mic in front of me. That's
not
what matters.
Not required. Just to though. Yourself.
So, Nemesis.
Are you there, Nemesis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, what is your take on...
Me.
On The Nightmare Before Christmas?
I thought we were off that subject.
But we didn't get his opinion last time.
Oh, yeah,
we said
we were going to get his opinion.
We're
going
to give him some time to give his opinion and to explain.
3 minutes on the clock.
No. I do want to know if you
Nightmare Before Christmas is by far, and my own opinion, a Halloween movie.
Thank you.
Simply because the majority of the movie is based off of Halloween characters taking over Christmas.
Okay.
And I'm not talking Grinch Christmas. I'm talking, you know, they're trying to run Christmas.
Which is just scary in itself.
Yes.
Right. But the majority of the movie takes place during the Christmas season.
And nobody else can have another one.
Thank you, Nemesis.
Thank you, Nemesis.
Well, now we've got three of our co-hosts that are wrong.
No,
yeah,
we have
three of our co-hosts. I think the majority win, actually. Thank you,
dude. No. See, you're thinking this is a democracy. No. This is a dictatorship. I'm sorry.
Oh, then maybe you should get your wife on the phone.
I just happen to be Trump.
Oh!
Well, since my opinion counts squabbling.
Are we squabbling? Isn't that little bird that you cook in the oven?
That's a squail.
That's a squail. Oh, okay. I thought that was a squabble.
Oh,
it's the weird cousin of the
no Nemesis. We do not squabble in this studio. We throw things, we say things, but we don't squabble. I think they liked it better when I was in my own studio.
Jeremy knows all about throwing.
What?
That was a bad
Friday. Somebody find what?
My dagger.
Oh.
No.
Well, for
it's in my trunk.
I'll be right back.
It's in the hooker in your trunk.
Yeah. It's in my trunk. I'll show it to you later.
All right.
All right, before this gets weird, let's...
I mean, it's gone beyond that. Jeremy's got a dead hooker with Nemesis.
You said, wait, you don't want it to be weird, yet you said, hey, Austin, we're starting the show. Of course it's going to be weird.
All right, so, this week...
Yeah, what are we doing this week, Dan?
Since it is our final Halloween themed week, because, and I want to get this out early and I'll say it at the end of the show, next Wednesday night we will not be having a Cinephile show. Next Wednesday night is Halloween, and everybody, all of us, will be with our families trick-or-treating and all that good stuff. So next Wednesday night we will not be broadcasting. However, the following Wednesday, we will have it, first week in November.
Just to inform, just because this is our last, this is our last show before that, the Thursday and the Sunday are also out. Are they not, correct?
Yes, yes. We will not be having a note-by-note show on the 1st, or we will not be having a behind-the-screen movie of the week that Sunday as well.
So all of next week...
Yes.
It's out of the question. So yes. We've got tomorrow night, and Sunday, and then we're off for a week.
Yes. As a WCRN station.
Yeah, that's a little vacation. It's going to be nice.
Yeah. That's when everybody's taking their, you know, vacations and stuff like that. So
Jeremy can help hand out candy.
Jeremy be sleeping.
Next week, we have a vacation. WCRN is taking a week-long vacation.
What is this word vacation? What does it mean?
It's some word that I just made up. I mean, you know, just to kind of explain our absence.
I think he was trying to base it off the word elaceration, but he just came up with a V, and that's what he came up with.
Evisceration. Evisceration, vacation, same thing.
Yeah.
So.
Faces. Go take a session. Deal with the body. The top three.
All right, so this week,
this vacation, we're gonna have a blank station.
Well, I mean, we're not gonna have anything on the air. Might have a couple live videos here and there, but
yeah. I'll post. Maybe. When was the last time I did it? Never. Okay, maybe.
All right, so since this is our last week in the Halloween season on the air, we are going to be wrapping up our month-long Halloween special with horror TV shows. I mean, it is the one place where horror has honestly survived for 50 plus years. I mean, there isn't a decade that has gone by that we haven't had some kind of horror TV.
Somebody use a calculator. Go from 1940 to 2018.
Okay, 70 plus years.
That's 60 by itself. So 90, what are you going to say? It's 80?
2000, 2010, 2018. So 88 years.
There you go.
Okay. I said plus.
Yeah, 50 plus.
So?
That's ridiculous.
I mean, that includes, you know, almost 80 years.
That's like...
No, it's 88. It's almost 90. Damn it. We just said it.
That's like...
But it didn't start in 1940.
Actually,
it started in 46. The first one is in 1946.
I think so.
Okay.
All right. Researchers getting on this. You guys continue.
Thank you, researcher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, roughly, you know, 60, 70 years, 80 years, whatever.
That's like 46. Saying that there's 7 billion people in this world, but, you know, I'm just going to say 100 plus. It should suffice.
Okay, fine. 82 years.
Thank you, Dan. Shit, was that hard?
Yes.
God, that hurt. It sounded like that. I heard something snap right when you said Jesus.
That was my
I'm
dad.
I'm sorry.
Who,
math hurts anyway.
Math
it does.
Hurts a lot anyway.
That's why I had to have my 16-year-old son do my college homework when it came around.
Which explains why he gets straight A's.
Oh!
Which explains why he gets straight A's.
I mean, that
That's
would
what
be...
I said.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant me.
That would be the one class.
And we know the explanation for years.
What's older than 46? I'm getting that as well.
Yeah, Lights Out was in 1946, was the first one that I have listed.
That's the one I have listed. What are you getting older than 46?
Well, I had it. I'm trying to find
Anyway, so. In the realm of television, the horror genre has been alive and thriving. There are some really good ones out there, and there are some really, really, really crappy ones.
Oh, yeah, there
are.
There's some 40s.
Yeah.
What do I think?
Twilight.
I mean, start with movies.
Twilight.
Well, yeah.
There are some good ones. There are some bad ones.
Yeah.
1950s.
So, and on this show, we're going to be talking about, you know, we're going to start out with some of the ones that have had a huge influence on the ones that we see today and the ones that we grew up with. The ones that have influenced Hollywood, the Hollywood horror genre theme, and you know, some of the ones that just really failed and should have never even been a thought.
True.
So, starting out in the 40s and 50s, we've got the very first one, Lights Out, which was it was actually a radio program. That was devoted mostly to horror and the supernatural.
What you're talking about.
I honestly don't know a whole lot about it.
Well, I mean, you know, you weren't alive then, so
I'm the oldest one here,
okay.
And I don't know anything about
See,
it.
You it's okay, well, you know this one, Dan.
Actually, a lot of them that they did in the 50s. Unless I snuck around a corner to watch it because I wasn't allowed to watch them. But some of them, yeah, I peeked around that corner and watched it when my daddy and mama was watching them.
Yeah. But one of the ones that, you know, I've watched reruns of that, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody has seen a rerun of at one point in time, is The Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Which is honestly the first one that comes to my mind when I think of the beginning of horror TV.
Funny thing about Twilight Zone, it was more
The Twilight Zone.
One would say more space age than supernatural 90% of the time. You know, it was beings coming down from other places and wreaking havoc and stuff.
Yeah, but if you look at the 1950s, and you look at the movies that came out in the 50s, came out in the 50s, or the scary ones, and the TV show, a lot of their, because horror evolves with the time.
Right.
And if you look, and you take a look back in the 50s, that was essentially the beginning of the space race.
Exactly.
You had Sputnik that went up. You had Apollo rockets that went up. And that was one of the biggest fears in America was aliens, beings from, you know, from outer space and stuff like that.
If we're going to talk about how horror evolves, it's actually, if we're talking about Lights Out, it actually used to be a radio show.
Right.
A horror radio show.
Yeah.
From the 30s.
Okay.
That evolved into a TV show in the 40s and, you know, on until it stopped.
Right.
But it actually started out in the 34. All the way up until the summer. It looked like they had a little transition period where whenever it started in 46, the radio show stopped in 47.
Right.
But, yeah. Horror even evolved then.
Yeah.
All the way back in the
30s. The scariest thing back then was the Alfred Hitchcock Hour.
Yes. Oh.
And believe me, when I snuck around and watched those things, I always got caught because I had nightmares. So. episodes. Why are you having nightmares? The Tingler is coming.
You? Nightmares? What?
Yes.
But
because they were basically, they were scarier than what the scary movies are today. They were black and white. They were really scary.
Well, a lot of horror back before we had all this HDTV and the, you know, the color televisions and stuff like that, a lot of it was based on your own imagination. I mean, if we're going to Alfred Hitchcock, we look at his movie Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
The blood that they had for Psycho was actually ketchup. And because it's black and white, you can't really tell that it's ketchup.
No,
you know, I mean, they used ketchup because it was the consistency of blood and looked, you know, more realistic than any other product that they had at the time for, you know, blood oozing out and had the right consistency and the right hue of gray on the
black and white
on the big screen. Yeah.
Right. Well, you think they didn't have, you know, the synthetic, you know, blood or whatever that they would use, you know, in today's stuff. So that, you know, they made do with what they had, and a lot of it really would come out great, you know, for what it was.
Or, you know? And still great today.
Absolutely. Yes.
The only thing I know about Psycho is the shower scene. The only thing I know about it. I never watched it.
Well, the only one that was any good that they made from that was the original one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yeah. Just while we're on that subject real fast, take the time to appreciate what that, you know, what that movie itself did for the genre. The movies that have come after that, the TV shows that have come after, you know what I'm saying, that sparked that because of this so many years ago. And that's why you're saying it's still good today, because it's still influential in today's world.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's amazing about it, is stuff like that's carried through the times and is still relevant, still, you know, impactful.
Yeah. Yeah. There are, like you said, there are, you know, TV shows and movies that have been inspired by Psycho. I mean, American Psycho is one of them.
Right.
You know, and I know right now we're talking about movies, but if you go back and you look at, you know, some scenes and some ways that they have done certain scenes in a lot of these TV shows, you can see the influence of Psycho. I mean, you take a look at, and again, you know, it's going off of a movie, but if you take a look at Friday the 13th, you take a look at Jason. Jason is almost, you know, spot on with Psycho, because he's doing it for his dead mother.
Right.
The TV series Friday the 13th had nothing to do with Jason.
No. And I'll get into that later on in the show. But so now, let's go ahead and jump into the 60s, which
Outer Limits,
in my eyes, was probably one of the best decades for what people would consider horror TV. I mean, you had The Outer Limits, mm-hmm. which was fantastic, and then it was revamped again in the 90s, 80s or 90s. You had Dark Shadows, and two of my favorite was The Addams Family and The Munsters. Basically, because these two were focused on families, you know, that were outside the realm of normal. I mean, you had the Munsters, where she was a vampire, grandpa was a vampire, dad was Frankenstein's monster, and the boy, the son, was a werewolf. And then you had the daughter, who was the only quote unquote normal human being.
She was the niece.
The niece, I'm sorry, yes. The niece was the only quote unquote normal human. And then you had the Addams family who were. Don't do that with a mouthful of Doritos. Anyway, you had the Addams family who just lived in this supernatural type element. And it was.
They were creepy and they were kooky.
Yes, they were.
Mysterious and spooky.
Altogether ooky. Anyhow.
Yeah. The Addams family. But,
I thought we were talking about Nemesis right then. I'm sorry.
Same thing. So the Addams family and the Munsters, they were abnormal families trying to live normally. And it really, and again, when I say abnormal, I mean abnormal to the times and abnormal looking.
No, I agree that the Munsters were trying to live normally, more or less. I don't agree that the Addams family.
Well, when I say normal, I mean normal to their lifestyles.
Right.
Because
they're living in a house, or, you know, it's family time, dinners together, and stuff like that. You know.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
They're all
monsters.
Creatures.
Yeah. It was. You know, that take on, American family life, showing basically that no matter who you are, what you are, because, in the 60s we had the Cold War, a whole sign of the times, there was a big influx of immigrants coming in. This was when, Americans that were living in America were afraid of all these immigrants trying to come from, like, the Eastern Bloc and the Middle East and stuff like that. And it was basically saying that, it doesn't matter what these families look like just because they don't look like the typical white American family. And you had the huge, huge civil rights movement in the 60s.
Drug experimentation.
That's all he knows.
Okay. The hippie movement.
That definitely helps with horror.
Yeah. But
he's all like, yeah, sex, peace, and love, all right.
The big hippie movement. Lots of drugs.
And lots of drugs, yeah.
But these TV shows showed that it doesn't matter what you look like or how your family is made up. We all live our lives the same way.
And, I never thought about that like that. The message that show kind of puts off in that sense, and really it does. And that's with anybody. I mean, that's a statement that's as true as it was when that first show first came out. Everybody's just trying to get along. Everybody's different, and there's no shame in difference,
Yeah.
So,
and they actually tried to remake the Munsters.
There was one episode where Herman Munster was actually talking to Eddie about it, about no matter what you are, who you are, that whole message.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't watch that series, so I would know. But, yeah, that's, and I never thought about it. But I'm glad you said that because it's kind of a little enlightening, just thinking about that.
Well, TV in and of itself has a big influence on American culture. We all know that.
Yeah.
Look at the TV shows we grew up watching. The Cosby Show, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Full House.
Yeah.
Family Matters, Family Ties, all of these were trying to bring us back to that, good, wholesome American lifestyle, But these shows, they showed us that no matter what, we are all Americans. No matter what we look like, we all have our, you know, our family.
Also, during the 60s, Night Gallery came out.
Yes.
She's made a checklist.
And I remember paintings on the wall, three of them, and each one was the story.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, Rod Serling, who was the host of The Twilight Zone, was also the Night Gallery.
Yes, he was.
So, ladies and gentlemen, before we continue with the 70s, 80s, and beyond, we're going to go ahead and take a break.
So, Dave.
It is.
Shit.
I'd like to eat my burritos without crunching on the egg.
What?
Behind the screen, we'll be right back. Cut me off and say you're tired of talking. It's not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave, and these will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost, and I ain't too proud. If you loved me, you would hold me and never let me go. If you love me, you would tell me you never want me to be alone. If you cared at all, you would stop and never go. But you just turned your back to me and said, guess I don't. Welcome back to Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are talking horror TV shows tonight. So if you want to talk to us about horror TV shows, about horror cinema, anything having to do with horror, anything having to do with movies, anything having to do with anything, if you want to say hi to any of us or hi to Nemesis, you can call us in. You can call in or call us at 718-664-9735.
What was that number?
718-664-9735.
That right there.
I don't think they heard me, Nemesis.
It was 718-664-9735.
Wait. I'm going to take that text that you just wrote, and I'm going to copy-paste it, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to put it in my mouth, and I just heard 718-664-9735.
As long as you can spit it out.
Don't ever spit. Spitters are quitters.
I never say this. Quick, don't swallow.
I never say that.
Don't ever swallow or spit or whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are also on social media. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. Go to those search bars. Look up Behind the Screen Radio Show. Hit those like button. Hit the share button. Hit the follow button. And, you know, share it with your friends. Let them know what we're trying to do. And we'd surely appreciate it.
And listen in, because sometime I'm going to tell y'all where you can really find them.
What?
Okay. She's making her own jokes over there. This is why I'm the joke guy.
I feel threatened.
You should always feel threatened.
I'm going to tell you where you can find them. Some creeper like looking over me while I'm sleeping or something through the window.
Miss D-May said you were here.
You're going to have a peeping Tom.
Or Jack or Jim. No.
Me and my buddy, we did a song called Peeping Jack. I have to let Nemesis hear it sometimes.
Okay, so we're at 1970.
Mm-hmm.
We can start out with Friday Night,
she
Ghost
so
Story, Night Stalker.
I've heard of that one.
Yes.
Night Stalker was great.
So we get into the 70s. Really wasn't, really wasn't a good decade for horror.
Night Stalker was great.
Night Stalker was good, but
you skipped Scooby-Doo, and I'm disappointed.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll go back to Scooby-Doo since it started in 69.
Yeah.
But it continued into 70, only ran for 2 years, and then was in 78.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so except for, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Scooby-Doo-Doo.
The 70s really weren't a booming time for horror in either cinema or TV. They brought the Addams Family back in 73. But it only ran for a year. You have a show that was called The Ghostbusters, but it wasn't about... It wasn't the prequel to the Ghostbusters TV show or movie.
Are we talking the cartoon or an actual show?
It was in 75. It was a live-action children's sitcom about a team of bumbling detectives who would investigate ghostly occurrences. They only had 15 episodes.
So obviously not as popular as the movies.
I wonder if they were good. 15 good episodes.
Probably not. And surprisingly enough, we actually had in 1977 a show called Supernatural that was produced in the UK.
I left all of those that were produced outside the country. Outside the country. I didn't worry about those.
Well, I've got them here on my list, and it actually caught my eye because We have Supernatural in 2005. But this one, what it was an anthology TV series produced for BBC. And in each episode, a prospective member of the Club of the Damned was required to tell a horror story. And that's what it was.
Oh, crap. I didn't go outside America.
America!
You know, I see, I mean, I'm looking at this list of the 70s, and I have to absolutely agree with you. Like,
there's nothing
there that that amounts to anything.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these.
Yeah. No.
Except for the Addams Family.
Night Stalker was a really good series. Creepy.
Horror
series.
I've heard of it.
Night Watcher?
Night Stalker.
Night Stalker, okay.
And we had Fright Night. They were the ones that hosted TV or horror TV on or horror movies on television, but weren't really big.
Is that the one with Mazzeppa Papazzoli and Eddie Jack Eddie?
I want to say yes,
but he doesn't know.
I know. They're broadcast in Los Angeles and in New York. So, okay,
if
so.
I can think of that actor's name, because he was actually Teddy Jack Eddie. And it was a show that came on Friday night. And the guy who played Mazzeppa Papazzoli, who was supposed to be this wizard thing, anyway, he also went on to make movies.
Okay, so as I'm trying to finish my
can I say something while you're finishing up here? Okay, look, I just looked this up. There's a show which we all know. There's a show, you know, modern day and age right now called Supernatural. In '77, there was a show called Supernatural.
You mean the one that I just talked about?
The British one?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You talked about one? Like while I was reading it, and I wasn't paying attention, huh?
Hey, Jackie is Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Okay, so we've got the 40s and 50s, which gives us the start of horror cinema, or horror TV. We've got the Twilight Zone in 59 through 64, and then we get into the 60s, and we've got, you know, great TV shows like Outer Limits, Addams Family, Munsters, Dark Shadows, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Yeah.
Then we get into the 70s, and everything just kind of falls off. I mean, the only good thing, honestly, to come out of the 70s was the music. I'm just going to say it. The 70s were a horrible decade.
Let's see this.
I'm really
interested.
Hey, there was more drug experimentation than two.
No.
did you read off the plot to that show?
I did.
Okay.
Yes. No, for horror cinema and for horror TV, anything having to do with horror, the 70s just kind of fell off there a little bit.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Other than what I said.
Right.
You really did.
Yeah.
I mean, the others were not really that memorable or that good or whatever.
Oh.
Questions.
Answer.
All of these.
Do you think all the party in the 60s fucked everybody up? Trying to create shit in the 70s.
You know,
no, it was the party was still going.
Yeah,
the party was still going in the 70s.
The 70s, they were focused
way
too much on their
good brains in the 60s, you know, they're just fine. But by the time the 70s come around, everybody's all fucked up and just throwing shit out there.
The 60s were a good time, but now I'm paying for it.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you can crack yourself up, Jeremy. That's good. It's good. Proud of you.
You know, sometimes, you know, I throw a good one out there, you know. Hook, line, and sinker.
Not this time. Anyway.
Well, I thought it was good thought.
Anyway, so now we get into...
The 80s.
The 80s, which was...
This seemed pretty lacking as well.
Dark Room. The Hitchhiker was good. The Hitchhiker was good.
Never mind.
Huge explosion.
Red Bradbury Theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, we've got
Amazing
such,
Stories was
out.
Good.
Yeah.
Erie, Indiana, I'm not so great.
So we've got the 80s, which is a huge explosion of horror TV,
yeah.
Whether it's on cable, whether it's on paid cable, whether it's on broadcast television, they've got it all. They've got Tales from the Dark Side.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Which one?
Tales from the Crypt.
I was getting to that. Like, y'all fuckers stole my thunder.
Freddy's Nightmares.
Well, you can't have all the goddamn thunder.
Freddy's Nightmares. I'm just going to steal all his crap.
Hammer House of Horror.
Monsters.
Dark Room.
Amazing Stories.
The Hitchhiker.
Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Death Valley.
The Twilight Zone 80s.
Are you going to talk about any of these?
This was 1955.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, but it
yeah.
was on here.
The real Ghostbusters.
I was just naming off anything I could.
Okay, so
the real Ghostbusters was amazing.
86.
The cartoon, yes.
Oh no,
the other Ghostbusters cartoon show was just crap.
Yeah. Alfred Hitchcock Presents was also in the 80s because they had a reunion season 4.
Yeah. So, again, you know, the 80s exploded. Tales from the Crypt, which was broadcast on late night on HBO.
Yes.
Was, I mean, by far.
Very creepy.
Very creepy. It was a modern-day version, almost a modern-day version of a mix of The Twilight Zone and Outer Limits.
I believe I liked the one where Stephen King touched the thing that fell out of the sky and was growing grass all over him and in all over his house.
Yeah.
I do remember that one.
Yeah. There's not a lot of the actual storylines that I remember, but the one thing you can't forget is the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, I love the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I mean,
that's, like, iconic. You know, that Crypt Keeper, that's raggedy
hair. I like
one
that stairway.
Oh, yeah. I remember all of that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Iconic. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's having a climax over there.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. I was going to use the other word, but, I mean, that's even better.
That would be a climax.
Huh?
That would be a climax.
I was going to say orgasm.
So, and then, you know, we had TV shows that had come off of movies, i.e. the Ghostbusters.
Right.
Right.
So we had the Ghostbusters movie in, I want to say, 83 or 84.
Right.
And then we had the Ghostbusters cartoon, which only lasted 1 year. The Ghostbusters cartoon. The one with the talking car, the monkey, and little robots, and just, it was just a horrible mess.
Yeah, it was. You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of True Blood.
Really?
Yes, because I liked True Blood in the beginning because it was just basing, you know, vampires. And then every season, it's like, okay, there's vampires and werewolves. Okay, next season, vampire, werewolves, and fairies. And it's just...
Okay.
There's just a bunch of ridiculousness that, you know, didn't need to be.
That
series was taken from a series of books written by Charlene Harris.
And we will get into that.
All things were in those books.
Later on in the show.
Better that they were there.
Okay. Well, sure, it took all the extra shit out.
We're still in the 80s. That's coming later.
All right.
In the 2010s.
I'm just saying all the extra shit was what reminded me. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, no, I understand. I get you.
I'm sorry.
I get what you're saying. But they completely, like, totally rewrote the whole...
Yes.
I mean, they took the name Ghostbusters and ruined it.
Yeah.
Because when the TV show, when the cartoon came out, it was like, oh, my God, they've got a cartoon of the Ghostbusters. And it was disappointing. But then... They came out with the real Ghostbusters, which I thought was an amazing title. Because you had Ghostbusters, and then you had the real Ghostbusters,
yeah.
Which was kind of a slap in the face of the Ghostbusters.
Right.
You know, and this, the real Ghostbusters, was based on the movie. I mean, it had the actors in it. It had the names of the characters. It was a cartoon series based on the movie, and it ran from 86 to 91.
Can't forget that Count Duckula.
I mean, you can't forget Count Duckula.
I'm just looking at a list inspiring you guys because I'm still too young for this list that we're going for.
So, in the 80s...
How about the Count? We'll go to Sesame Street.
I didn't hear, and this is a good movie title, so I want to know if it's a good TV series. War of the Worlds. Apparently it was a TV show, too.
Okay.
88 to 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's click on it and find out. What is it about?
It's a loose adaptation of the novel of the same name. Okay. Anyway. So, in...
Not that good.
In the 80s, with this emergence of horror, we have one of the worst horror TV shows to ever be produced, and one that stole all of its fame from a movie.
Okay.
Series.
Friday the 13th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This TV show, Friday the 13th, when it came out, had absolutely nothing to do with the movie.
Correct. When did the movie come out?
The movie came out in 1980-81. This came out in 87. And
no, this had nothing to do with it. This was about an antique shop that had different things in it that were evil and needed to be kept locked in basement vaults.
Wait, was this live action or animated?
Live action.
I think I've actually seen it.
It's crap. It's not Warehouse 13.
Yeah, it really wasn't any good. I liked Warehouse 13. It was funny.
Warehouse 13 was good. This was a precursor to Warehouse 13, but it was just horrible.
It has nothing to do with it. I mean, even in the description, it has nothing to do with...
No.
No. But then,
13.
No.
A year later, the year after that one was released, we have Freddy's Nightmares that was released, which is actually based on the Elm Street movies.
Correct.
In fact, each story was introduced by none other than Freddy Krueger himself.
Played by the original actor?
Yes, Robert Englund.
Because there was those teachers, they're like, well, I want to be the person now. You know? Like all the superhero stuff, it's never the same voice actors. But
right.
They try to base it off the same story.
Right. No, this was actually done by Robert Englund.
Okay.
And then we have, again, a reboot of The Munsters, which is called The Munsters Today, which actually ran for 3 years, from 88 to 91. So, I mean, The Munsters just keep popping up. So now we get into the 90s. And we've got a whole list here of
supposed horror.
This is where we're getting into that gray era.
All right. Forever Night. That was a good series. I liked that series. American Gothic.
You guys are,
I like that series.
Still too old. I still don't know what's happening.
No, we're going to get into some that you probably see.
It seems
of your life.
Oh, yeah. What's the It? What's It, the TV series? This sounds terrible.
Actually, it was the miniseries. Yes.
The miniseries
based on Stephen King's.
Because it was a miniseries. So they put it on a TV show.
In 1990.
Okay, then I liked it. Never mind.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it ran three nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it ran two nights. Because it was one night intermission and then another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So, we've got some of these that I'm looking at. And I'm looking at this list. And I'm actually kind of blown away at what they consider horror TV.
That's what I was just going to say, because there's one on this list that I'm unbounded by.
Yeah. I'm probably looking at the same one, but go ahead. I'm not going to tell you.
The Ren and Stimpy
show.
Really? Like, that has got to be some sort of error.
The
like,
Ren and Stimpy show?
It's under the horror list for
yes.
1990s horror TV shows.
Yeah. The thing is,
I got that. I got that for Real Monsters. I'm looking at that. Real Monsters.
I was looking at the same thing.
That was a good show.
Really horrible.
I was looking at the same thing.
No, the thing is, with Ren and Stimpy.
Sorry.
You okay?
Well, you were talking about how there's the Ghostbusters TV show, and then there's the real Ghostbusters TV show, and I was just looking at this list, and there's the extreme Ghostbusters TV show.
What?
The extreme Ghostbusters?
I was just looking at the TV name.
Apparently, there's another cartoon having to do with the Ghostbusters. I've actually...
Oh, man, and that symbol looks so stupid. Look at that.
I know, I see it. I'm going to have to actually look this up now.
I will say that some of my favorite shows come from that decade.
Yeah, there's one that... I think I just had it on here. I'm not mistaken. There it is. There's one on here that I know is one of our hosts' favorite, but is also the favorite of our wonderful station owner. I was going to bring her on and have her talk about it.
Okay, cool.
Miss Angel, are you with us?
I am.
Hello, Miss Angel. Hello, Angel.
Hey, guys.
So, Miss Angel, what is your favorite show from the 90s there that we're talking about? I'm anxious to hear what it is.
From the 90s?
Favorite horror TV.
I've got it between two. I'm calling it.
Give me some examples, because I had children yelling
Angel.
In my face.
Angel came out of that.
What about like Buffy?
I'm gonna guess between Buffy or Gargoyles.
That's
Buffy.
The one I was actually thinking
the
of. That came out in 97.
The Gargoyles would be yours. Dang, I was close. I had it between the Buffy and Gargoyles.
I loved Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What teenage girl in their right mind didn't love Buffy?
Right? I was in high school. I was getting ready to graduate high school, so I loved Buffy.
I did too.
Can we just say something right now, though? She didn't look like a high schooler.
Buffy didn't?
But
no.
To me, at the time, she did.
It was targeted toward.
But she was, right? And she was hot, and so was David Borneo, and... Like, that's the coolest
opinion.
Show ever.
It just makes it makes it.
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Huh?
Sarah Michelle Gellar, right?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Whenever she's in high school, though, you forget that Angel exists. And whenever she's out of high school, you forget that she's a teenager. So it makes the scenes with Angel a lot creepier. I just want to say that now, because I rewatched some of it a bit recently. Just made it creepy.
And he's like a vampire pedophile.
whatever. I thought it was awesome.
And he was like, he could have bit me anytime.
Right?
Here's my net.
I don't mind your vampire pedophileness.
But you just don't know me.
I like spikes better.
She's 16, 17.
Spike was white, skinny, and pale.
Yes, he was.
Oh, no, it's me.
I like his temperament better than Angel's. Angel was just too brooding. Spike was just too much fun.
Angel was so dramatic. He was like a girl.
Angel was hot.
He was a whiny
girl. Either one of them? Really?
You what?
See,
I
was
kind of
hoping that you guys would go with me for like the now time.
Now we'll bring you back on because we're getting there.
Okay.
Now it's
time. But I wanted to bring
like
you on.
Now, like yesterday, now, and the day before yesterday, now.
Right, right.
Oh, no.
All right, Miss Angel. Well, thank you for coming on for this part of the show.
Absolutely.
And we will bring you on here in just a little bit when we get into the, when we, you know, jump through the 2000s into the 2010s.
Okay.
All right.
Buffy is like one of those 90s TV shows that a lot of people know. You know, like, there a lot of shows like that are, you know, one side knows this TV show and then another side knows this TV show, but they don't usually mix their fandoms. Buffy's one of those things where, like, if you say it, it doesn't matter if you've watched it or not, a lot of people know it.
Yeah.
Knowing it,
yeah,
and liking it are two different things.
That is true.
I actually never watched it. I
was
more
like
of a Beverly
like,
Hills 90210 guy myself.
Oh, my God.
I bet you were. I bet you were, Dan.
Hey, those kids were hot.
Yeah.
Dan was a valley boy.
Little bitch.
He was all about what's his face. See, I don't even know.
No, I was all about what's her face and what's on her face.
What you want to put on her face.
Exactly.
What's on her face. That should have been.
Can we take a second to talk about the X-Files?
Go ahead. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's... I didn't watch that series until maybe within the last 2 years I've watched it. And I watched the whole series and everything like that.
That was one series I actually watched. As soon as it came out, I watched it until I had to go to boot camp. And then I lost track of it after that.
See,
I missed
the
whole season of it.
I didn't know what X-Files was. I thought it was like a reality thing where they were like, oh, well, we're hunting aliens and we want to know more about them, you know? That's what I thought it was.
Oh, you didn't know it was like a
Bigfoot
party
or whatever
fiction
it was?
Yeah, I did not know that.
What did you say, Nemesis?
I said, like the Bigfoot Files or whatever they had, that reality show about Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was some dumb thing like that.
Hunting Bigfoot or something like that, whatever that was.
Yeah, surviving Bigfoot, searching for Bigfoot.
They never fucking found him.
I wonder why.
Every week they were close, though. Like, you hear that? You hear that? You're like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God, it's a footprint.
Reminds me of Ghost Hunters. Did you see that? No, I saw your dad's face.
Hey, but Ghost Adventures did it right.
No, Ghost Facers did it right.
Oh, my God. That's true, because, I mean, they did see real ghosts.
They did.
Some of them died through it, but that's not the point.
I mean, hey, they actually, you know, came in contact with real ghosts.
Yeah, sometimes you got to risk it for a biscuit. Yeah, I think
the fuck are you on tonight? I agree with Nemesis. Don't ever say that again.
I want to say that I feel the 90s was, I mean, like you said, you know, it was a boom. I mean, just a plethora of TV shows came out.
Plethora. A lot. A bunch.
He said a big word. At least he didn't say it right, though. Gave it that nice Jeremy flair.
No, he actually did say it right.
Plethora.
He actually used plethora right. It's a word he got
said,
from me.
He said plethora.
It is not a word I got from you.
I say it all the time.
It's
yeah.
a word that
Jeremy
I got from the movie The Three Amigos.
Don't sound right.
No, they don't.
Jeremy's trying to sound smart.
Jeremy's what?
He said Jeremy's trying to sound smart.
Bitch, I am smart.
Hey, can't beat him.
Anyway, so in the 90s, and I'm just going to touch on a few of these, we had the Beetlejuice cartoon, which came out after the Beetlejuice movie,
of
course.
It was a good cartoon.
I
loved it.
I did too.
It was a great cartoon. One of my
Absolutely.
Favorites outside of the real group.
In the
And for it to only run, you know, for 2 years, you know, it's very disappointing because I thought it had a great following and I thought the show was very well written and put together and, you know, directed. I mean, it was a great show.
Oh,
very entertaining.
Did you feel that? I got the shivers. It's almost like I got goosebumps.
What you did there? I see it.
Yeah.
Goosebumps was a good show. That's something. That's one of the only 90s things that I've watched. Goosebumps was amazing.
I
loved Goosebumps.
We had the resurgence of the Addams Family for a year, for two seasons, 92 and 93. And then we had one of my all-time favorite cartoons from the 90s.
Oh, no.
And I know I share this particular fact with Miss D. May. I initially started watching it because it had the voices of some of the characters from Star Trek, The Next Generation. But it's one of my absolute, to this day, favorite cartoons. It only ran for four seasons.
Oh, I got it.
Go ahead.
I mean, I do have it. It doesn't start with a G.
It does.
Okay, I won't steal your thunder. Go for it.
Okay. And yes, it does start with a G. Yes, I am talking about Gargoyles.
Yes.
The Gargoyles TV series.
It was a great, great show.
It was.
Yeah.
Another one of the 90s things that I watched because of Miss D-Mac. I got introduced to that real young.
Absolutely a great show.
The one thing that I liked about Gargoyles is that it had a storyline to it. It wasn't just, oh, well, here's one episode, here's another episode that they've got to try and figure out.
All through.
It was one storyline throughout all.
Yeah.
The only issue with that is if you miss an episode, back then you couldn't go back and rewatch it. You can't binge watch it like we can now.
Right.
But that enticed people to continue watching it. It wasn't, here's this problem, fix it, move on with our lives in a half hour.
Right. Do you know what that reminded me of? It was
Thundercats. It reminded me of Thundercats a lot.
I love the original Thundercats.
Yes.
I hated it when they changed the art.
It reminded me of Avatar because there was just like seasons and seasons that you couldn't go back on, and if you missed an episode, you missed like an entire. It was like missing three puzzle pieces of a big jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
Every single time you missed an episode.
I'd say the same thing with Dragon Ball Z, but Dragon Ball Z is just one whole season of Goku powering up.
No, it's one whole season of next time.
It's over 9,000.
Yeah, over 9,000 of him powering up.
What's the episode list count now? Over 9,000.
But going back to Gargoyles, was... I would have to say it's probably one of the very first Saturday morning cartoons that had a running storyline that actually featured a more macabre atmosphere.
Yes.
And
I wouldn't call it horror, more dark.
Don't say nothing to him when he uses big words.
That's because he knows how to use them.
More of a noir feel to it.
Yeah. Noir is not a big word. You're just an ignoramus.
Well, you did say something about Macabre or something.
That was actually me, but I'm glad you're giving Jeremy some kind of credit.
Nobody else does.
But
moving away from Gargoyles now.
Well, whenever
we're
you
start
think,
talking about Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Whenever you think noir is a big word.
Noir means dark. Anyway, so moving on from Gargoyles, even though it was one of the best cartoons ever made, we've got a resurgence of Tales from the Crypt called Tales from the Crypt Keepers.
It was animated.
Yes. Yeah.
Not the live action, which is a lot less creepy than...
It is. It is.
I keep staring at this, so I'm going to guess it's a show. Like, I keep staring at it, and I think I know it, and it's called Brimstone.
It
Does
was.
Anybody else know that show?
Yes.
That one I don't know.
I keep staring at it, and I don't know what it is, but I know I've seen it.
It wasn't that good.
Well, click on it.
Yeah, I know, right?
cute he is.
And then, you know, we continue on through the list. We've got Clive Barker's A to Z of Horror. We have another resurgence of another older TV show, Eerie in Indiana. This one called The Other Dimension, which only ran for one season. We have Archie's Weird Mysteries, which ran for two seasons. And then we had Angel, which ran for five seasons.
One that you skipped that I just want to mention just because.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's that much of a horror, but I think it can still be enough of a spooky or what you think would be Halloween.
Okay.
Charmed.
Yes. Yes. We touched a little bit on that with Miss Angel on the phone, but yes, Charmed came out in 98 and was about three witches and their daily life. I don't know. I've never seen Charmed.
It reminded me a lot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You know, it was usually focused on one of the girls, and there was always that big, strong male, like, oh, yeah, I want to be brooding. Except he wasn't as brooding as Angel.
You know, the only thing I take away from that show is, well, it's Milano.
Of course.
The only thing interesting about that show.
Man, they don't call it Charmed for nothing.
Exactly.
All right, so far we have gone through the 40s and 50s with the start of horror TV. We've gone through the 60s, which was the essence of horror TV.
The real dawning, I would say.
Yeah.
We went through the 70s, which was the drop the ball.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, everybody was
fucking 60s. And then we go through the 80s, which was another resurgence, which was a explosion of horror TV. Then we get into the 90s, which kind of, some of these kind of cross that boundary from horror into other kind of, you know, genres and stuff like that. I don't know that I would call Ren and Stimpy, the Ren and Stimpy show, horror.
No.
Sometimes it was scary. Because
it was horrifying.
It was horrifying, yeah. And I mean scary, not in the, like, boo sense, as in the, God, this shit is scary.
I mean,
yeah, bad scary.
Disgusting.
So, before we get into the 2000s and 2010s, the last two decades that we're going to talk about, we're actually going to take a break. We'll be back.
Behind the Screen, we'll be right back.
Hopes and dreams, 2 minute plans and schemes.
Welcome back to Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. That was Good Fences by Wonder Knot. Before that, on the previous break, we had If You by Less Love. They have an album out together. It's a kind of actually pretty good album. You guys need to go check it out. It's Less Love and Wonder Knot. You go check them out. It's actually, I'm not going to lie, it's a badass album. We are on social media. You know, Facebook, Instagram, those kind of things. Behind the Screen Radio Show, search bar, click like, hit share. Click on follow, all that good stuff. You know, we've got the merchandise, shop.spreadshirt.com/cinephiles/BTS Radio Show/the cinephiles/BTS Radio Show/Wicked Curiosity. Get all your gear there. It's all there. It's all cool. You know, you can modify
or
it, change it how you want.
I wish there was a way that we could call you.
I think there is a way that that people can call
Hagar,
us and
Hagar,
talk to us.
Hagar, girl, what's your number?
Toss me those digits, bruh.
Crazy. So here's my number. Call me, maybe.
The number is 718-664-9735.
I'm sorry. For all of us
out there.
A quick PSA. That number was 718-664-9735. Please ignore the ignorant and ultimately idiotic host. Thank you.
A quick PSA of the PSA. If you haven't wrote it down yet, it is 718-664-9735.
Bingo! It was me. I got it.
And, you know, if Nemesis was talking too fast, that number is 718-664-9735.
And if he wasn't talking fast enough, that number was awesome. Yeah, I'm like,
look, this isn't some Informer by Snow bullshit going on here, okay?
I said I was starting Rap God, but I didn't want to finish.
Anyway, so over the past hour and a half, we've been talking horror TV. You know, we've gone through the beginning. We've gone through, you know, the explosion, the resurgence. And kind of, you know, moved in through the 90s. And now, you know, now I want to go ahead and touch on the 2000s and the 2010s.
In that order.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait.
I believe Nemesis has something for 1990.
Wait. Hold on a minute.
Yes.
If you touch back into the 2000s, you have to start with the 97 show. It came on Nickelodeon. It was Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Did we not touch on that?
I don't think we did.
Oh, crap. I looked over it like five times.
I did too. We absolutely have to touch on this. It actually ran.
It was the start of my whole horror passion, to say the least.
I can see that.
All right, Nemesis, for the younger audience, why don't you give a little synopsis on what Are You Afraid of the Dark was?
Well, when you turn out all the lights and it gets really, really dark. Oh, no. The show. Basically, what the show was, it was a show based on, you know, telling ghost stories. You had a group of kids that would sit around a campfire. It came on, I believe it was either Friday or Saturday night. It was a group of kids around the campfire telling ghost stories, and they would actually, as they're telling the ghost story, kind of do a cut into a reenaction or an action of that said ghost story. Was a phenomenal story to my passion of horror.
We're getting a little bit of a break up there, Nemesis.
I need you to yell every single word.
yelling every single word.
That didn't work either.
It still broke up.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of cutting up on this.
A little bit of technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologize.
Hello? Test 1, 2. Check. Yes, hello.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. We are having some technical difficulties right now. We are going to have to end the show. Yeah. Technical difficulties. Apparently, you know, something in our studio is not working. I'm actually having to call into the studio.
I'll tell you what's not working. It's Dan.
No, it's not me. It's actually the the studio right now. So,
it's all Jeremy.
My glasses didn't break either, did it?
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we do want to thank you for calling in or for listening. Anyway, I want to say thank you to Nemesis, as always,
thank you
for being a part of the show.
We did not
get to the 2000s and 2010s, unfortunately. But we will pick them up again sometime in the near future. So, next Halloween. But I do want to say, ladies and gentlemen, we love you guys from all of us here at WCRN and the BTS Cinephile Show. We do love you. We do appreciate you tuning in and listening in. And as always, stay safe, stay smart. Support your veterans, fire, police, EMS. And yeah.
I love you, baby.
Good night.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all have a good night, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.